First of all, I love the call her daddy moment that we're having here. And
if you listen to the end of the podcast, you deserve this tea. You deserve it.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I am here today with the one, the only, the girl supporting girls lover, the Ooh, yellow boom, queen, Adeline Forking Morin.
Thank you.
Wow. Welcome to the show, Adeline.
Thank you.
I'm so excited. We were just laughing like while we were getting set up on Zoom, which apparently we're both dinosaurs and don't know how to get set up on Zoom, but we were both dying because... Well, you're really, like, legit. So you have a whole team with you, right? Or, like, for you.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, I have, like, yeah.
Yeah, and I know Adeline, but her PR team had, like, reached out to my, like, new. My only team right now is I just signed with Matter Media Group. So I have a manager.
Oh, she got a manager now. I didn't know you were signing
I literally just did. So... publicist reached out to my manager and I was like, wow, this is like, I feel legit.
Hey, but, even though we probably could have
been, I literally could have been like,
but, you know, it's
yo, Adeline, be on my show. Okay, so first off, let's just talk about your music because you have a song dropping tonight and I'm super excited about it.
Hell yeah.
Tell me about it.
Control Alt Delete. It's a song about control alt deleting toxic people from your life.
Oh my God.
You
love
know,
that.
We all gotta, and deleting toxic people from your life isn't selfish. It just needs to happen. And like, as we grow up, as we get older, we change. And, you know, sometimes our personalities don't mesh anymore. Sometimes, you know, two friends don't benefit one another anymore. So I don't know.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, when I saw you, I think you were promoting it a little bit, probably on your Instagram or your YouTube channel, which, by the way, I'm a fan of both. Stop. When I heard the name, I was like, oh shit, that's clever as hell. I was like, okay, YouTuber gone musician, literally.
Hello. I mean, I'm trying. It's only been 2 fucking days, but I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm out here.
Wait, well, I have to, first of all, was it inspired by someone, a particular person, or did you, is just in general?
Yeah, I think that over the past year, I've been, like, over the first couple months, like, they got me in the first half, like, I was a little bit boy crazy. Like, I was constantly thinking about boys. I constantly had a crush on someone.
Since your breakup?
I was constantly thinking
about
someone.
Are you talking about since your breakup?
Yeah, okay. Since my breakup.
And when was that?
Mm-mm-mm. So, like, the beginning of the year. Like, the beginning of the year, I had this huge crush on this one guy. And, like, oh, you could ask my friends. Like, I was literally obsessed. But he will never know that. He will absolutely never know that. But I was obsessed. But I'm better now. I feel like I'm not as boy crazy. But at the time, I was, like, writing. And I was on FaceTime sessions with my writers. And I was like, you know what? Like, I need to just, like, get the control alt delete this man out of my life. And they were like, oh, my God, Adeline. That's the song title. It actually started. I did an Instagram caption and it was like control alt delete, and then my songwriter responded back, she's like, dude, we need to make this a song title.
Shut up.
Like, that's how this song began.
It all started with an Instagram caption. Speaking of, I have to tell you, you know your song, the Instagram one, what's it called?
Nobody cares about your Instagram.
Yeah. I just have to tell you, my boss and also best friend Alicia Marie made a little debut in that music video. But she literally, we always joke because she literally took, she didn't know, like, she was just unaware for some reason.
I know, when she texted me after, she's like, Adeline, I'm so sorry, I just didn't get the memo. I'm like, no, it's totally cool. It looks like you're, like, serious in the video, but, like, but, like, I never want to be, like, you know when you ask someone to do the dishes and they do it wrong, and you're, like, you don't want to ask someone to do the dishes the right, like, you know, it's, like, too much. So she did it, and I was like, oh, that's amazing. Like, it's not perfect, but, like, it's amazing. I'll use
it
in the video.
Yeah, no, I totally get it, but we literally, like, to this day, if we bring it up, like, I start dying laughing because Alicia Marie is, like, a perfectionist. Like, let's be honest. Like, she, like, if you ask her to do something, actually, like, she will do it correctly. It's literally one of the funniest things ever.
Oh, my God. You know? Well, you know, she killed it.
You get what you get when it comes to COVID, you know? Okay, so tell me about this, like, whole musician endeavor that you've been diving into. Is this something that... you know, you see yourself, you've always wanted to do, so it's just a passion project, or are you dead ass, like, trying to be Ariana Grande one day?
No, for me, it's just for fun. Like, I mean, it would be amazing to be Ariana Grande, like, have, like, the hair, the makeup, like, tour the world. That would be so crazy and cool. But for me, it's mostly just about the passion. And when I was going through my breakup, the thing that really got me through it was music. And I, like, listen to these sad songs in my car, like, crying at night. And I'd be like, damn, like, listening to the lyrics, it's you listen to it and you're like, wow, like, I didn't know that I felt like that, but I do. I do feel like that. And it's just, like, you feel not alone in one of the most lonely times that you will probably go through in your entire life. And I don't know, I think I just want to be that for, you know, for someone else. And it's just like the whole creation process of making music is so fun, like the writing, the recording, like practicing, the producing, everything about it is so much fun. And it's mostly just like a passion project for me. Every single song and every single music video, I literally lose money on. But we don't like to talk about that. It's called an investment.
Got it. That's what I was wondering, because a lot of YouTubers want to end up becoming like an actor or a musician or whatever, so I wanted to see if it was like something serious or a passion project, because that those music videos and things like that, those cost a lot of money. Yeah, I'm sure recording
cost,
like,
so much money.
How much money, if you mind sharing, like, does a music video cost?
No, I don't care.
Okay, so we're gonna pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast, and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah!
Dude, my most expensive one was $50,000.
Shut the fork up. Girls.
And listen to this. I made $1,000 on AdSense on that
video.
You've
got to be kidding me.
Yeah, and then I think Yellow was $35. I think, well, the ones in LA are more expensive because obviously it's LA. I filmed SPF 50 in Toronto, and that one was around like $12.
Wait,
which is
but
a lot
why?
Better.
Like, that's why really are you doing that?
Because it's so much fun. You have no idea. Like, I don't know. I think it's different for everyone. Like, everyone has different passions. Everyone has different things that they like. Dude, when you are on set and you just, like, you have someone doing your makeup, you have someone doing your hair, they're like, Adeline, you have to be here in, like, 5 minutes. And, like, the rush of it all. Like, I grew up doing theater and it just, like, really fuels my soul. Like, being on a music video set just, like, fuels my soul and it makes me so happy.
So you,
and then the final project.
So you really like being, like, the talent who just, like, shows up and is, yeah, like, that bitch.
Oh, I love. Yes, I want to be Trisha Paytas, basically.
Got it. Well, I have to say, I know I'm, like, technically and contractually off the market in this regard, but, like, I would love to direct or produce one of your music videos one day.
Oh! Okay!
That would be very fun. She said,
I'm exclusive to Alicia Marie.
It's not like I'm exclusive to anything. She said exclusivity. But, like, maybe her and I could, like, go on in on it together. It would be a very girl supporting girls moment.
Yeah. Oh, ooh, that'd be good. I mean, hopefully you don't charge as much as my LA directors.
I know, right? Yeah, that'd be just super fun. I think I was just talking to Alicia about this, that music videos are totally, like, coming back. Like, I felt like for a second, like, you know how MTV was, like, thriving with music videos? And then for some reason, they just weren't making much money. It, like, wasn't a thing. And now with all these, like, the pop star Drake music video that just came out, I mean, your music video, all of them, I feel like that. Like, Madison Beer's was just epic. I don't know.
Dude, also, can I say something? The recent Baby music video, I swear to God, I swear on my life, that was her Illuminati joining video.
What?
Dude, do you remember at the end, the very end scene, she's walking towards a triangle, bro?
Yes.
The very end scene. Why was she walking towards a triangle?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Wait, I have a question for you.
Why
do you think people... Are you, like, a Madison Beer stan, or, like, you want... Okay.
Yes.
Why do you think people hate her so much on TikTok?
I don't know. I think she just, like... I think she just responds to it a lot. When you respond to hate, I feel like the more you respond to it, the more you get, you know?
So true. I agree. I don't
know. She responds all the time.
Do you think that people are just, like, jealous because she's, like, obviously God's favorite creation?
Yeah.
I mean, that girl is, like, stunning.
I feel like it's really easy to hate on someone that's beautiful.
Yeah. It is. I think that new music video, though, I was literally like, fork. Like, God really has favorites.
It's true. But anybody could look good with a hair and makeup artist.
True. True.
Know, stylist, good lighting, good camera.
The angles, honey. Okay, well, I have to tell you, I feel like my friends would kill me if I didn't tell you. My friend group, like my downtown LA friend group, like not affiliated with YouTube world, okay?
Yeah.
Who I went to college with are Adeline Morin stans.
Oh, wait, my really? How old are they?
We're all like 20, shut 21, the fuck 22, up. 23.
I love subscribers that are my age because I feel like I don't have to like censor myself. I could literally just be myself.
No,
like,
literally, they all discovered you during quarantine and they're like, guys, have you watched this girl, Adeline? The yellow.
Shut
they're like,
up.
Do you know who the yellow
no
girl
way.
Is? And I'm like, bitches.
Shut the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm like, I know Adeline. But I thought it was like the funniest thing, but such a testament to like the brand you've built because clearly you've done some rebranding and, you know, taken it to the next level with aging it up, I guess, is what you've really done. And just like, I feel like it's so obvious that you've totally like become yourself. The last year, you've really, like, you know, become comfortable with who you are and in your own body and confident and whatever. And it just goes to show that it's, like, paying off because all of my friends are, like, you're that bitch on YouTube for them. You know what I mean?
Aww. That actually made my day. Like, I had a really shitty day and that, like, really
No,
made my
I'm
day.
Not kidding you. Like, we talk about you and people send your vlogs and they'll be like, guys, watch this one.
Stop! Oh my god! What the
I'm not kidding you.
And they tell them I say hi.
And they don't say that like about a lot of my YouTube friends. Like you are like the
really
yeah you're like that girl. And then I texted them today.
Why?
I texted them today and I was like, "Bitches, guess what?" And they're like, "What?" I'm like, "Guess who's coming on the podcast?" They're like, "Who?
Guess who's hopping on the podcast?" Yellow girl.
I was like, Adeline, motherforking Morin. And they literally started freaking out, started sending me stuff to ask you. So basically everything I have is stuff
oh God,
that they
yes.
wanted me to ask you.
Yes. They're going to be good. They're going to be good questions.
I just had to tell you because I don't know. I think it's a testament to like how you've rebranded your channel. And I wanted to ask you on your
oh
end, was it intentionally? Like, did you rebrand intentionally or were you just like going through breakup and you were like, all right, I'm growing up for myself kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it was mostly just like I never really thought that I was fake on YouTube, but there were definitely times where I felt like I had to censor myself if I needed like a brand deal or like whatever. But ever since my breakup, I was like, you know what? Like, life is so short. You never know what's gonna happen in life. And you know, like, if there's no point having all of this money, having all of this fame, having all of this everything, if you're not happy. And I wasn't happy. You know, I took a little bit of a break off of YouTube, and I just was, like, focusing on myself. I started eating better. I started working out. I started just, like, hanging out with my girlfriends more. And I feel like I just found myself, and I don't know. I think it just, like, shows on YouTube now.
Yeah. Why were you not happy?
I think it was just a lot of things. I think at the time I would spend a lot of time in LA, and don't get me wrong, like, I love LA. LA is so cool. Like, I love my friends there, but LA can be a bubble.
Oh my God. I so feel that.
Right? Yeah. LA is a bubble. Like, I think when I'm in LA, I forget that it's not normal to be on red carpets. It's not normal to be, like, vlogging. It's not normal to wake up at noon for your job. It's not normal to, like, you know what I mean?
It's exhausting.
Like, LA is such a bubble. Yeah, it's exhausting. And I feel like this year I've spent a lot of time, like, in my hometown, Toronto. And, like, I don't know, all my friends are, like, normal here.
Same.
And, like, I get to spend time with my family and friends. Yeah, and it's, like, it's easier to kind of find yourself in your hometown. I don't know if that makes
no,
sense.
No, it completely makes sense. I literally just, when I went home, I was so anxious during COVID because I just thought I couldn't go home. And, like, I'm such a homebody. Mm-hmm. Like, I just love my, I love my hometown. I love my family. I love my friends. I love the hot guys that are from my hometown.
Oh, yes. Where are you from?
I'm from Indiana. So, like, I love a true Midwestern guy.
Ooh.
Like, a tall.
Oh, I know your type. Oh.
No, like, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard of the term 307 for guys.
Yeah, Remy talks about it, right?
Yeah, that's my term. And literally, like, that is to a T. It's, like, the guy that, like, you know, is athletic, tall, like, doesn't really care about his Instagram, that type of guy. And I feel like when I'm home, I just, like, it feels so relaxing not being like, oh my God, why don't I have a show? Why don't I have this about me? Why don't I have blah, blah,
yeah.
blah? Like,
oh my God. In LA, it's not like that. It's not like that. It's like, what's your Instagram? People won't ask you for your name.
No.
What's your Instagram? Yeah. What's your Instagram? What's your number at? Can I benefit off of you? That's LA.
Literally.
That's how it is.
And, like, I just have to say, the next time you're here, we need to hang out, because I feel like Alicia's always like, oh my God, you need to hang out with Adeline. I feel like you'd really like her. But, like, I just feel like it's so hard to, like, get out of that, like, Instagram bubble.
Mm.
Wouldn't you agree?
It is.
Okay. So
yeah.
I know you're obsessed with, like, the yellow. Your brand is, like, yellow, right? And, like, Girls Supporting Girls and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Now that you've aged up, like, are you still obsessed with the color yellow? Like, do you just buy things because you know it goes with your brand? Like, give me the tea on the yellow.
I used to do that. I used to buy everything yellow. Everything. Anything that I saw that was yellow, I would buy it. But I think just, like, I don't know, like, I'm just discovering myself, like, trying to figure out the style that I like being on Pinterest and stuff like that and trying to, like, you know, find things that make me happy. I think my style is kind of changing and it's almost, like, maturing a little bit. Maybe it's not so much crazy, like, bright yellow. Maybe it's more of, like, a pastel, like, toned down yellow. Am I crazy for talking, like, being so intricate?
No. I think it's because you're very business-minded and you know you can't just straight up be, like, fork yellow. Right?
Yeah, it's like a brand thing. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like I'm just trying to, like, age it up. You know what I mean? I don't want it to be, like, bright, like Shane Dawson. You know his yellow thumbnails? Not that. I want it to be more toned down, but, like, still, I still think yellow is a fun and happy color, and I love it. It makes me really happy. So, yeah, I'm not going to completely ditch it, but.
Yes.
You know?
Well, you also have the brand, or your merch is Girls Supporting Girls, correct? Mm-hmm. Where do you see yourself going with that? Is that something you want to make into, like, a huge endeavor, or you know, it is
I would love to. I think, like, my company Fanjoy, they've gotten a couple of their pieces, like, in Urban Outfitters. Like, I've been in, like, Ardennes stores. It's, like, a Canadian store. Yeah, you know, make sure your friends are okay. They got that in Urban Outfitters. I'm like, what the fuck, put Girls Running Girls in Urban Outfitters? They're like, we're trying, but the guy that did it left, so I don't know if it's
wait happen. That's crazy,
but, yeah, I know. So, I don't know. It would be so cool if I could get it in stores, but I don't even know about now, because, like, even if we were to get my merch in stores, like, nobody's really shopping at the malls anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so true. And it's, like, when you come down to the business of it, when you get your merch in said Urban Outfitters. The coolest part about that is that you can say that it was in Urban Outfitters. Like, it's not like you'll actually be making that much more money.
No. No, they will literally take 90%. You will literally be left with, like, 2%. You will literally make no money when it's in Urban Outfitters. But the fact that you can say that it's in Urban Outfitters, it just makes your brand look so much cooler and so much more expensive. I don't know.
Well, I heard that, speaking of money, I heard that you're actually really good with investing and money. Just money management. Why are you so good at that? Like, did you grow up with, like, a parent that kind of instilled that in you? Or are you just, like, business-minded?
No. My parents, my mom's a shopaholic, and my dad, I think he was decent with money. Like, he did my taxes for a little bit. Like, he knows, like, a thing here and there. But I think, I don't know. I don't know what snapped into me. But once I bought my first house, I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, it's almost like I'm saving up for my retirement or something like that. And I go to the bank and they're teaching me about, like, stocks. They're teaching me about, like all these things that I can invest in. And then, like, my friends start talking about Bitcoin. And then, like, I hear about real estate. You can, like, buy a place and then rent it out and make that money. And, like, basically it's another stream of income. And I think, like, don't get me wrong, like, I love YouTube, but YouTube always has its highs and lows and it's very unreliable. And I just want to make sure that I have as many sources of income as I possibly can just to, like, set myself up for the future. And, you know, I feel like when YouTube does bad, like, back in the day when YouTube did bad, I would literally get, I'm not going to say depressed, but, like, I would literally get, I would be so sad. I'd be like, what is the point of life? Like, I don't even have a job. Like, I quit school, or, like, I'm done school. Like, I'm not in school right now. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, blah, 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 blah. But if you have multiple sources of income, it's just, like, a lot less stressful.
Speaking of other sources of income, what are those other sources? I mean, I know people in YouTube kind of diversify. Then they get merch, and then they get a podcast, and then they you know, start a clothing brand, and then they sell whatever, books or whatever. What have you done to diversify other than, like, YouTube?
I should think about it. So I have my YouTube, like, my AdSense, and then I have my brand deals. So that could be in YouTube, Instagram, whatever. Like, obviously my house is an investment. I have a condo in Toronto that I rent out.
Oh, shoot. Wait. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I can't think of anything right now.
Wait. You have a condo in Toronto?
Yeah.
And you rent it out?
Yeah.
How did I not know this?
Yeah. Like, all of my friends are, they're always like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I should buy a house. And I'm like, why? Why are you even thinking about it? If you have $100,000, if you save up $100,000 for a down payment, you basically can, you can buy a house and you could save all of that money, so much money for when you retire, as opposed to renting and wasting your money.
Oh my gosh. So you have a condo in Toronto. You have a house in Toronto.
Yeah.
Right? And then you have a place in LA.
Yeah, but I rent in LA because I tried to buy a place in LA, but this is so boring. We're going to do this as fast as I can, but basically the mortgage rate was so ridiculous. I think they wanted me to pay 8 to 10%, which of a 1 point, like, anything million dollar house, which that's the bare minimum in LA, that's going to be like $100,000. Just to borrow money.
Crazy.
That's crazy, right? So I was like, you know what? Like, I think I pay $2,000 for my rent right now. So I was like, you know what? It's like $30,000-ish a year, you know, for the mortgage that I would have paid. Like, that's like 3 years. I was like, you know what? It's like, I don't know. Renting isn't smart, and I beat myself up over it. But I think it would just be stupid to get a place in LA for me, at least.
Yeah. Do you, like, invest in stocks or anything like that?
I don't have stocks, but I have mutual funds.
Okay.
Is that the same thing in the U.S.?
I think it's, honestly, I don't know. But I think it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Do you have a financial advisor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. So I have a question. This is actually kind of a personal question to me. So I'm just, like, getting started with all this, like, YouTube vlogging, you know, the whole nine yards. I'm just kind of, like, dabbling in it. And I have found quickly, I mean, I just got a manager, so I've found out that I can make pretty decent money. I'm like, whoa, this is crazy, you know? So what advice, like, would you give someone like me who's just getting started and, you know, can make a little bit of extra money here and there? Like, what advice would you give someone who's just starting out and, you know, is just starting to make money from posting videos?
I have tips, but they all kind of contradict each other. Like, what I was originally going to say is, don't, like, create a character on your videos, just be genuinely who you are and do things that genuinely make you happy, because there's so many of my friends who they almost like create a character on YouTube and I see them burn out and they hate their YouTube channels and they literally can't deal with themselves and like watching their own videos. So I would just say, like, I don't know, just like be yourself and do things that you're actually really in love with and really proud of. And if that means like swearing and like not getting as many brand deals, I think, like, you know, at the end of the day, Emma Chamberlain's making more money than a lot of these brand friendly people.
Yeah, so true.
I don't know. Just like be yourself and don't play like this character and save your money.
You think save money?
Yeah, and I don't know. I feel like so many people, they want to spend so much money on equipment and stuff like that. But really, at the end of the day, like, Antonia Garza used to film on an iPhone and literally, like, get millions of views. Like, I feel like nobody really cares about the quality. As long as you're just, like, being your genuine self, people will watch you for you.
Totally, totally. And what about in regards to, you know, making money? Is that, as a creator, do you think that's something you should use to invest back into your business? Or do you think just like save?
I think it's like, don't have all of your eggs in one basket, you know? Like, yeah, you could put some money into your YouTube, maybe get a nice camera, maybe get this, maybe get that, get a hard drive, whatever. But also make sure that you're saving it or investing it, or, you know, making sure that not all of your eggs are in one basket. That way, if anything were to happen, you have like a backup plan and things aren't as stressful when YouTube isn't doing well. Because totally. It happens. Like, I feel like every time, like September and January are always the worst months out of the year. And I'm always like, views are so bad, likes are so bad, what is happening? But it's like, people are just in school.
Oh, I didn't know September was also one.
September's always bad. Always bad. Not for Alicia, though. That's why she would never tell you that. Because September was like the best for her. She was like making the coin. But she's not doing back to school videos right now. So I don't know.
Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about like the whole breakup, aging up your content, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, the whole spiel I'm sure everyone's asking you right now. And I know you're really big on manifestation. Did you kind of like manifest this glow up that you've had? Because like, I mean, you can just tell through your inside that you've grown up, that on the outside it like shows. And so I'm just wondering, like, one, did you kind of manifest this to happen? Two, what were pivotal changes that you made in order for it to happen? And I guess three, like, you know, what advice would you give girls that are going through a breakup and they feel like they're in the pit of hell right now?
Yeah, I get this question so much. I think, I did manifest it. I think I went to a psychic when I broke up with my boyfriend. Yeah, I went to a psychic when we broke up. And she was just basically like, Adeline, you got to move your body. You got to focus on you, like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, I'm going to envision myself. I'm going to focus on me, like, da, 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 da. I'm going to do this. And I think some things, like, was the second thing you asked was a pivotal moment. I think it was.
Yeah. What did, what active steps did you take to change, you know, your life? Like, what did you do to change, like, your mindset on, I mean, I know you started, like, working out a bunch and eating healthy or whatever, but what are, like, some actual, like, mental things that you changed?
Yeah. This is going to sound so annoying and people are going to be like, shut the fuck up, Adeline. Like, I don't want to do that. But working out, I first started out with working out. And when you work out, at least for me, I want to eat better. And when I eat better, I feel better. And then suddenly I'm focusing on like what makes me happy. And then suddenly I'm hanging out with my friends more. And then suddenly I look at myself in the mirror and I kind of like what I see. And like, you know, I think it all started, well, it's different for everyone. But when I started working out, that's when I felt like I actually started focusing on me and I wasn't, you know, like, I felt like I had so much love that I could give, but I wasn't giving any of it to myself, so I just started giving it to myself.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then what else did you do besides, like, physically changing your body and whatever? What did you do other than those physical changes?
Well, I have a life coach, so
You talk about her in your vlogs a lot.
Yeah, I love her. We just, like, talk about everything and anything under the sun. She knows way too much about me, but it's okay. But, yeah, I think investing in a life coach or a therapist was probably, like, the best thing that I've ever done. And I know a lot of people can't do that, but talking to a friend or having, like a mom or, like, a cousin or someone to talk to, a friend, just helps so much. And also journaling. Whenever I'm really stressed out, I'll either go on a run or I'll start journaling. And there's just something about, like, when your brain feels scrambled, like, you have so much to think about, like, this is stressing you out. When you just put all of the things that you're stressing out on a piece of paper, it just makes the biggest difference, at least for me, because it's like, oh, I don't have to think about it anymore. Like, it's on that piece of paper. I can forget it's about out. It. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Totally. I'm a journaler too. How do you manifest? Like, let's say I wanted to manifest getting 1 million subscribers. Let's just say that. Yeah. Or, you know, I wanted to say, like, dating an NBA player, but I didn't want to sound that crazy. So, like, one of those. Or, like, well, let's say I wanted to manifest, like, a new house in, like, 2025. How do you approach that?
I think it's, like, at least what me and my life coach do, this is what we do. We, every single, well, at the beginning of the year, we cut down the year in quarters. So every single quarter, I have goals for the year. And then every single month, we'll do a download of the last month, all the things that we did and accomplished. And then we'll do our goals for the month coming up. And it's so crazy when I look at my goals from last month, I basically accomplish all of them. That's it's so crazy. So if as long as you have like your 4 quarters of the year goals planned out, say you want to hit like 1 million subscribers by the end of the year and you have 0 right now, then it's like, okay, at Q1 I'm gonna have 250,000, and then you know, 500,000, 750,000, 1 million. I think it's just breaking it down and like breaking it into baby steps.
I was just about to say, so are your goals that you're manifesting, are they like realistic? Are some of them freaking crazy and they still happen? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I try to do both. I try to have realistic goals and I also have my crazy ones. And it's just like if you have too many crazy goals that are not realistic, it gets kind of discouraging. You're like, fuck, I didn't really do anything this month. But if you put a lot of small goals down and you actually accomplish them, then, you know, little progress is better than no progress at all.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I love that. Going back to, you know, people that are in who feel like they're just in absolute worst part of their life. They just got broken up with, or they just broke up with their boyfriend and they feel like their life's over and they'll never find love again and blah, blah, blah. I'm sure you felt those things, right?
Yeah, bro, this morning. Jesus Christ.
No, literally same. So how do you get out of that mindset? You know, how do you realize it's going to be okay and you'll move on and then like end up thriving? Like, how do you get out of that little like tough moment?
I think, yeah, when we broke up, it was like, I felt like that. Like, I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to find love again. Like, why is it so hard to date people? Like, everybody sucks. Like, I'm never going to find love again. But I was like, I had to be like, hold up, Adeline, what do you even want? Do you want to start? You want to be in a relationship right now? Do you want to marry someone right now? No, you don't. Look at the big picture. Like, I don't know, maybe say, like, my goal is to get married by the age of 30, whatever, and have kids. Like, I have 8 years to do that. So why wouldn't I just like live in the moment right now, take advantage of being single? Because the whole time that I was in my past relationship, I was like, oh, I wish I had time to be single. I wish I like had time to like find myself and like be with myself and learn things about myself. Why am I not taking advantage of it right now? So I think I just started being grateful for the situation that I'm in right now. And I feel like when you focus so hard on, I want to date this person, I want to date this person, I want to date this person, whatever, it's like you're not focusing on yourself. When you start focusing on yourself, you're a better you. And
totally.
You like attracts like. So, you know, when you're focusing on yourself, you're working out, you're being your best self, you're going to attract a good person as well that is also focusing on themselves, and you'll almost complement each other. Whereas if you find someone while you're in that dark place, it's like you find someone that's just as lonely as you are. And like how much can you benefit from each other when you don't even love each other, like yourselves? How are you supposed to love each other?
Exactly. Are you trying to find someone right now?
No. But it's fun to talk to people.
I was just about to say, so are you a hookup girl, or do you just like to flirt? Like what kind of gal are you?
I don't know how to answer that question. I really don't. Because like I'm not a hookup girl, but I'm also not a relationship girl. I just kind of am a, you know, if I
do whatever the hell
you
want,
I'll talk to you. And if I don't think that you're cute, then I guess we could be friends, I guess. But I don't know.
What's like your ideal type? Like, let's say you're writing out a list of like qualities you're manifesting your like future husband to have. Like, what are these qualities entail?
I put it in my notes. Can I put it? Can I look at my notes app?
Please do. I'm glad I'm not the only crazy one because I literally.
No, you have to do that. This is how you manifest.
Yes, this is what I did the other day with my friend Haley, and she walked around and was literally shouting them out in my new apartment. And I was like, okay, Haley, this is a little bit weird, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to make it happen. So.
No, it's how you manifest. You're not crazy. Like, you're actually so smart. Okay. Takes responsibility for their own mental health. Can't be sexist, racist, or homophobic. Has the same views that I do, ambitions and goals. Busy but able to schedule a date. Spontaneous, adventurous, business savvy. Gets along with my friends and family. Likes dogs. Happy to see me. Text me. Responsible. Doesn't cancel out on plans. Reliable. Able to travel. Okay with me traveling. Things like that.
Wow.
Weird.
Okay, but what dominant. About... I want to know, if, like, physically. What, like, are you looking for, like, 6 foot and above? Are you looking for abs? Are you looking for a nice jawline? Like, what does Adeline Morin care about?
I mean, I feel like I don't have a type. Like, I meet so many guys, and they're like, oh, my God, you're my type to a T. You're exactly my type. And I'm like, I don't think I've really talked to as... that many guys to know what my type is.
Got it.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I know what I think is attractive. Like,
and what is that?
I don't know. I like a nice body.
Okay.
I like muscular.
Got it. You like the hockey players. Am I wrong?
I like muscular.
Okay, Adeline.
But yeah, I think, you know, it's just hard. It's like, it's hard dating. Like, not a lot of people will be able to relate to this, and this is so unrelatable, and like, people will not like what I say about this, but it's so hard being in my situation where I'm a female and I make a good amount of money. It's hard to find a guy that's okay with being with a girl that makes more money than they do, or finding a guy that makes just as much or more money. You know, it's hard. Like, boys are so weird with money, and I think it's our caveman brains. Like, the men are supposed to provide, like, I don't know, like, a lot of people will say that it's not relevant to today. Like, today, like, people are different today. It's not our caveman brains, but I don't know. I can always tell when, I don't know.
Are you weird. Okay with dating someone that doesn't make as much money as you?
I'm okay as long as they're 100% confident and, like, happy within themselves. You know what I mean?
Okay, got it. Do you feel a lot more restricted, you know, explaining, you know, being confident in your job and what you do when it comes to guys because you're afraid
of them? Dude, I will literally tell people that I'm an accountant. Like, you know the TikTok that's like, I'm an accountant. Nobody asks you questions when you're an accountant. That's what I do. I literally tell them I'm an accountant. And they don't ask questions.
Wait, like, are you serious? Don't. You've got to be kidding me.
Not all of them, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I can only imagine. It's actually such a strange thing because you are, I mean, we're both the same age, I think. Or how old are you? 22?
22.
Okay, I just turned 23. So we're around the same age. And, like, I don't make nearly as much money as you do. But, like, sometimes it just feels weird.
It does feel weird,
It feels weird when, like, you know, I'm dating people that just got out, and I just got out of college, you know what I mean? And I realized that, like, being broke in college is normal.
Yeah.
And so when
it's so normal.
I can't imagine you dating, you know, these, like, broke, just out of college guys, you know, and that's normal. That's your age. And then being like, wait, you have a house in Toronto and a condo and a place in LA?
It's just like, I feel like you feel like you're at different stages of your life. Yeah. And that's completely okay. Everyone goes through different stages of their life at different times, and there's no judgment or whatever. But I feel like when you're at different stages, it's hard to relate to people, and it's hard to, I don't know. I always feel bad at the end of the day.
So I have a question, and this might be, like, this could be generic for all, like, girl YouTubers. Let's say you start dating a guy, and he has, like, a normal person job. Like, let's say he's, you know, in med school, or he's...
Med school? Hello? That's okay. Cool.
No. Well, what a normal person job. Like, a normal, what's a normal person job?
An accountant.
An accountant. Yeah. Let's say he's, you know, doing that. Do you feel like, if you go out on dates and stuff, do you feel like you need to pay for everything?
No. That's not how it goes. Just because I make more money than you doesn't mean that I have to pay for everything. Absolutely not. It should be 50-50 all the time.
Okay, 50-50
all the time. And I'm sorry, men make more money than women. So the stigma of, like, men paying for the first date, I believe in it. Like, men have to pay for the first date. Like, I will offer to pay for the first date or, like, pay for half. But I think men should offer to pay for the first date.
Dude, I so agree.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's a gentleman thing. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, well, what I was going to ask you is, like, do you even still think you should do 50-50 or should he still be paying for more things even though you make a lot more money?
No, it should be 50-50. It doesn't matter that I make more money. Like, we're in a relationship and, like, just because I make more money doesn't mean that I have to put more into the relationship. No matter what, it should be 50-50.
Yes, I love this. I love that you're preaching this because I feel like so many YouTuber girls don't understand that that's the mentality they need to have when it goes into things like that. So many people are like, oh, no, it's okay. Like, I got it. And I'm like, no, you're a boss ass bitch. You deserve for someone to be like, you know, give their all as much as you would give them. And I feel like you have your head on straight when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, dude. One time I was literally, I was with this guy and, like, obviously they know that I have a lot of money. And we went to McDonald's. He looks at me to pay for the motherfucking McDonald's. It was $10.
Are you kidding me?
Like, we roll up to the window. He looks at me.
Was he driving?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And what'd you do?
Yeah. Like, I paid because, like, it's $10. But, like, what the fuck, bro? Like, no.
Ew.
No. I get it. If maybe you paid for the last time, I'll pay for the next time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
It was like, he looked at me and it's like, are you going to pay? I'm like, are you fucking kidding?
Oh my God.
No. That's why I'm so weird with money. A lot of my friends are like, Adeline, you're so weird with money. And, like, a lot of the guys that I'll talk to, they'll be like, you're so weird with money. But it's like, I'm sorry. I am traumatized. I'm
Wait,
literally traumatized.
What do you mean? What do they mean, like, you're weird with it? In what way are you weird with it?
I'm always like, do you want me to pay for half of that? Or do you want me to pay for half of that? Or, like, are you going to pay this time? Should I pay next time? Like, I don't know.
You're always, like, keeping people in line on who owes who kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it. Are you the person that, like, sends the Venmo requests?
You know what I mean? I've never sent a Venmo request, but I'd be like, hey, you owe me, like, $20. Just saying.
Since you do have such a boss-ass bitch job, do you feel like you need an extremely confident guy?
Yeah. I need a confident guy. Like, I need him to be just not, like, you know, the fake confident where it's like, oh, like, I'm a man, like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. You know, the fake confident?
Yeah.
It's different. You know, it's different than the real confidence where they don't have to show off. They just know that they're that bitch.
Yeah.
I need a man that knows that they're that bitch because I know that I'm that bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I need someone with the same mentality.
What kind of job do you see, like, your future husband doing?
I don't really know. I'm still trying to figure it out. Like, I talked to my life coach. I'm like, ugh, like, I'm talking to these athletes, but they're all the same. Like, I'm talking to this guy, but he's all the same. This guy is all the same. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's, like, the age that, like, I'm trying to date around my age, like, 24 something.
Same.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, the maturity level is just never there.
Oh, my
God.
But
it's hard because I don't want to date someone really old because I want them to... I feel like I have, like, a young spirit and I want to, like, be goofy and, like, do weird shit and, like, send memes.
I'm the same way. I feel like I'm so stuck between, like, the guys that are, like, pounding Black Cherry White Claws and like dads. I'm like, okay, can we find, like, a happy medium here? Like,
there's never a happy medium. I want to find a happy medium. Like, what the heck? I want to send memes to you, but also talk about business. Like, is that so hard to ask?
Period.
Like.
Exactly. Now that we've talked about guys for a while, I love guy talk. I have a random question. Every year the past couple of years, you've planned this, like, Vlogmas trip to Big Bear.
Yeah.
One, do you think that'll happen this year?
Yeah, I'm still trying to do it. You know, as long as, you know, things don't change and, like, it's safe to do so, I think it would be fun to do it again as long as everyone's safe about it because it's so fun. I don't know. Vlogmas is so much more fun when you're with everyone.
Yeah. Okay, so why did you want to do that? Why did you want to, like, create this little trip, this yearly trip?
I think it's because I always saw Tarte. They always did, like, those Tripping with Tarte trips. Like, all these companies will do these like fun trips. I'm like, oh my God, it's so fun. But you know what? YouTubers are rich. Why don't we just do it ourselves and not have a brand send us? Like, we could just pay for it ourselves. And it's not even that crazy. We split the house and it's like $400 each for like 3 nights. You know what I mean? It's not crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's just like so fun. And Vlogmas, like, don't get me wrong, I love Vlogmas, but do you not feel like you run out of ideas? You definitely run out of ideas, right? So, like, having activities to do every single day and, like, being with your friends and, like, you know, doing videos with people that are doing Vlogmas just like you, like, collabing and stuff like that. Exactly. It makes it so much more fun.
Do you ever feel obligated to, like, invite certain people to that trip?
No.
No? Are you lying to me?
No.
Why are you laughing?
I think a little bit last year, but like this year I don't really care. I'm only inviting my friends that I think will have fun, and like I'm only inviting, like, it's not like a business thing. It's just like me and my friends hanging out, you know what I mean? So like, you know, it's not there's no beef, no drama with anyone that doesn't get invited. It's just like, hey, if I haven't talked to you this year, like, sorry, like, I just invited my friends. It's just like a fun friends thing. It's not a business thing. It's just a friends thing.
Yeah, period. Is there anything exciting or new that's going to be, you know, coming to fruition for this year's Vlogmas trip?
I don't know if you saw last year, but we got a stripper for Taylor's birthday.
Oh yeah, I saw. Did you see? I was on multiple people's close friends, and I saw things I did not want to see.
Yeah!
I was like, why am I watching this?
It's like, Vlogmas behind the curtains. Vlogmas behind the cameras. You know what I mean? But you know what? We're all 24, 25, whatever. Like, you know, we're going to do things that 24, 25-year-olds do. And I think it's so fun. And it was Teal's birthday. So it's like, hello, let's do something fun for your birthday.
It's so funny.
But I don't know. I think it'll be a surprise if I think of anything.
Okay.
I feel like
maybe I'll start thinking of things, and if I can think of something that, like, you text can, like, me. Clown the other people, yeah, I'll text you.
Yeah.
That'll be really funny. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're getting a new house.
Yes, I am.
Well, first of all, congrats. That's a huge deal.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Why the heck are you getting a new house?
I think it's just because, like, okay, so my friend Sierra, you know Sierra, she came over to my house here in Canada.
Oh, Furtado?
Like, don't get me wrong, I love my house. It's so great. I decorated the perfect way that I want it. But it's in the middle of nowhere. I live an hour outside of the city. It's so hard to meet up with my friends, like, go to events, go to meetings, things in Toronto. So I think I just wanted a place that's closer to the city, just because, okay, if I'm going to be honest, I bought this house for my ex because it's right beside his work. It's literally right beside his work.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
It's a 2-minute drive away from his work. So
yeah, get out of that
thing. He lives here, and like, I do love my house, but I think it's just time for a change. And like, I feel like I've grown up so much, like, mentally and physically, and now it's time to change my environment, because I think everything, just, we need a new level up, we need a new thing.
Oh my god,
and I love moving vlogs.
You, oh my god, well, first of all, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And two, you already are, like, thriving so much. Like, I cannot even imagine when you get your new house. Like, it's going to be, my group chat is gonna be going off about Adeline.
I'm gonna be Miss Remy Ashton in this bitch. Hello, new rug. Hello, new furniture. Hello,
period.
Organizing my cabinets. Yeah. Doing this.
Can we just for a second talk about how, like, crazy YouTubers are and, like, business-minded
so
when they come to YouTube?
Remy literally, I think the other day she did a whole vlog on her new rug. This girl, she's an entrepreneur.
No, literally, I just moved, and Alicia's like, you need to spread that shit out for, like, 6 months. She's
for
literally
like a year, bro. No.
She literally
ever.
She literally is like, do one about just your mattress. Do one
just
about your, you know, TV. Do one just about organizing half of your closet.
Yep.
Do one just about organizing, like, your toilet
the
accessories. Literally.
Uh-huh. Spread it out. And people love it. They love it. I love it. I'll watch any of Rem's vlogs. I'll watch any of your vlogs, Alicia's vlogs, whatever.
Well, I'm very excited for you because I feel like I'm going to thrive watching your vlogs.
Oh, thanks.
The new. And also, you deserve to live closer to the city because you're young and, like, fun.
Yeah.
And that you should be near the city while you're young.
Exactly.
You can move to, like, the suburbs when you're older.
Mm-mm. That's what I'm thinking, too. I was like, oh, this is a nice, like, retired house, I guess.
So is this house a little bit more expensive?
Yeah, it's more expensive than this one. But, you know, I've been saving my money. She's doing okay.
She's an entrepreneur.
She's an accountant.
She's an accountant. Okay, so last thing is, let's wrap it up with some polls.
Ooh.
So we came up with polls on Instagram that are a little bit Adeline related, which love that. I also came up with a bunch prior to that. So do you care if we answer those too?
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
So first one is, do you have one BFF or do you have multiple BFFs?
I have multiple. I'd rather have four quarters than 100 pennies. But at the same time, like, you know, sometimes your BFF has a boyfriend. She has to hang out with him. And then you gotta hang out with all your BFFs. Yeah,
I feel like I have multiple too. 59% said multiple. Yeah. And 41% said one main BFF. Do you prefer real plants or fake plants?
Fake plants. I can't keep real plants alive.
Same. It's 50-50, which is shocking on that.
Oh, really? I can't believe
more people don't like fake.
I think the real plants, they just, like, bring good energy, which is amazing. I love that. But it's so hard to keep them alive.
Okay. What kind of scents do you prefer? Fall scents or clean scents?
Ooh, fall. I like fall scents.
I feel like
my favorite scent is apple.
Oh, I love apple. God. I love apple.
Apple.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And for that one, 55% said fall scents, 45% said clean scents.
That's interesting.
Right? Have you watched the Paris Hilton documentary?
No, but okay, so I watched the first, like, 5-10 minutes. But I think I got distracted and I stopped watching. But I do have to watch it. Everyone keeps saying that it's so good.
Oh, my God. You have to watch it. You're going to be obsessed.
Ooh, okay.
And 87% said no, but I hope people watch it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, on to your questions. Who's hotter, hockey players or soccer players?
Okay. Listen, I feel like my best hookups have all been, and I don't want to stroke anybody's ego, but, like, they're not listening to this podcast, who cares? They've been from soccer players, and I don't even like soccer. I don't watch soccer. Like, soccer is the most boring sport. I'm sorry. But, like, they just know what to do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They just know what to do. But also, you know what I heard? I heard the hockey players are, like, they're very, like, they're very confident in their sexuality, which we love. So they're like, I don't know how, if you're even gonna put this in the podcast, but, like, they're into, like, butt stuff.
What? You
know
what
I mean? Like, not me, like them. Like them.
Oh my God.
Because they're so, like, confident in their, like, okay, masculinity. No, bro, hear me out. Hear me out. Like, they're down to, like, fuck it up. They're down to, like, try new things. Dude. You know what? If you listen to the end of the podcast, you deserve this tease. You deserve it.
You know what my concern with hockey players is their teeth.
What?
Their teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them have missing teeth. But you know what? They have veneers. And that's most YouTubers. So you know what? It's...
I'm literally dying. That's so true. Okay. I think I would vote hockey, and 54% said hockey.
Oh, interesting.
46% said soccer. I agree. Soccer is boring as shit. I'm more of a basketball girl.
Yeah, basketball is also fun.
Okay. Would you ever?
They're too tall, though.
Oh, no. They're tall. They're great.
No, they're too tall. I'm sure.
Would you ever paint a room in your house yellow? Obviously, you did. But are you going to in your new house?
Yeah, I am. I want to do it for my studio.
Oh, cute.
Because, I don't know, it just, like, makes me happy whenever I would walk in. It makes me happy when I see the color yellow. It just, like, made me happy whenever I go into my studio and it's a nice bright color. And I feel like yellow, I don't know, it tricks your brain into thinking that it's a daytime so you never sleep. So I wouldn't do my bedroom yellow.
Got it.
I would do my studio yellow.
I feel like that's fair. And it's a little nod to, like, you know, how you grew your channel and stuff.
Yeah. And it's also embarrassing. When I had that big, bright yellow room, I was like, oh my God, I can never bring a boy home here, ever.
I'm like,
ever.
He's like, what's with the yellow?
I'm like, it's just my favorite color. He's like,
71% said no, they wouldn't, but 29% said yes, which I feel like is kind of a lot of people.
Ooh, yeah. Yellow's out there.
Yeah, it is. All I want in life is an invite to your new house when it's all decorated.
Yes, come to Canada. No, deadass, come to Canada. No. Seriously, I love having people over.
Also, my mom's from Canada, so my grandparents still live there, so I could do like a little
bit. Vancouver?
No, they live in Ontario.
What?
Yeah, they live, really? They live in Windsor area. Do you know where that is?
Oh my God, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. They still live there, so I could like do a visit to you and then like go visit the grandparents and then head back.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah. Okay, LA or Toronto?
It's like, that's so hard. It's like comparing like apples and oranges. Like, LA and Toronto are so different. LA is so fun because all my friends are there. Like, there's so many events there. Things are always happening there. But it's a bubble, you know? Toronto is where my family is. I have friends here as well. But I think if I could only live one place forever the rest of my life, I think I would choose Toronto.
I completely agree. If it were, like, Indiana and LA, I would still choose Indiana, and that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
Because all there is like, cornfields mm-hmm. and basketball.
Right? I feel like, I don't know, LA is fun for when you're, like, young and, like, you're trying to, like, focus on your career and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, it's so fun to just be at home, be with your family, be with your friends.
Completely. And 63% said LA, 37% said Toronto.
That's expected. They're not running through the six of their wolves.
Okay, so do you hook up on the first date or do you wait it out?
No. Okay, I talk to my girlfriends all about this. I mean, it depends on the situation, you know what I mean? But, like, I feel like guys feel like they've earned it more when you hold out as long as you can, right? So, like, the longer you hold out, the more that they feel like it's, like, a game. Like, it's, like, a prize. Like, oh, she probably never sleeps with guys on the first date. Like, oh, she, like, she's so hard to get. Like, she's such a prize. Like, da-da-da-da. I think hold out as long as you can. That's how you keep them. You need to make them fall in love with you before you give them the pussy. You know what I mean? That's what you gotta
do. No, that is so freaking true. And they feel like once they get it, they're just like, they're uninterested and you gotta drive them nuts.
Yeah. Oh, I can talk about this. So listen to this. When, before you have sex, right? Girls see clearly and boys see foggy. After you have sex, you are dickmatized. Girls see foggy and boys see clearly. That's why they have the post-dick clarity, right?
Oh my
That's why
God.
They, after you have sex, they think in their head, they're like, what did I just do? Is this a girl that I really want? Like, da-da-da-da. They think in their head because they see so clearly now. Girls are so foggy. They're like, oh my God, I'm in love. Like, this is so fun.
Exactly.
Like, let's get married. Like, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Well, also,
that's why you gotta make them fall in love with you first.
And exactly. This is, first of all, I love the call her daddy moment that we're having here. And and two, I just heard the quote the other day and I'm literally taking it to me to the grave. And it's this. Guys fuck who they can. Girls fuck who they want to.
Mm-hmm.
And is that so true? Like,
guys just
fuck any girl that they can, but when it comes to exactly. girls, they only fuck whoever they actually want to,
want.
Which is crazy that it's like that.
Because literally anybody could have sex at any time of the day. I'm sorry, sex isn't special, but, like, if you, like, earn it, that's when it's special. You gotta tease them. You gotta give them a little something, take it away. Give them a little something, take it away. But not teasing. Well, like... I'm like, I need to take a step back.
She's like, I'm reeling it in. 15% said first date. 85% said, wait, I love my demographic.
Ooh, she said wholesome.
Yeah, she said make them work for it. Okay.
Yeah.
And then last one, Ariana Grande or Rihanna.
Okay. We should never pin women against one another. But, but Rihanna is just my queen. Like, I love Ariana. She is also my queen. But Rihanna, I don't know how to explain it.
She's a bad bitch.
Like, she's my inspiration. Whenever I'm in a room and I feel intimidated, I channel my inner Rihanna. I'm like, how would Rihanna act in this situation? She would have her shoulders back, be confident. She would talk to people. Like, that's who I think of when I, like, in a room and I feel uncomfortable or whatever. I channel Rihanna because her vibe is just, like, on a whole other level.
No, I love that. And she actually is, like, I feel like she started the wave of, like, bad bitch vibes.
Yeah. Before it was
like, trendy.
An acceptable thing. Like, women were, what does he call it? Oppressed for so long. Like, you have to be, like, a girl in the streets, or what do you call it?
Or, yeah, lady
girl
in the streets
and
a freak
in the
sheets.
But she was like, you know, I'm going to be a badass in the streets and a badass in the sheets.
So,
like,
true.
She just owned it. And, like, she's, like, the first, I feel like she was, like, almost one of the first people that, like, she was, like, you know what? The love that I have for myself comes from within. I don't care what you think about me. Like, I'm going to be who I want to be, and this is who I am. And if you don't like it, then whatever.
I love that. It's so true, and such a good, you know, mentality to have when you're a girl.
Yeah, 100%. She's my 100% inspiration.
Oh, I love that. It's funny because, like, I hate to say this, but I feel like sometimes I forget about her just because, like, she hasn't had recent...
Homegirl hasn't released a song in so long. Yeah,
and that's what we know her for, but yet she's behind the scenes with all these, like, huge business ventures.
Fenty. Yeah. Savage.
Which, by the way, are you a Savage by Fenty, like, ambassador?
Can I be honest? Their rates are so low.
Oh, really?
They're so low, bro. Like, I'm so surprised when I see all these influencers promoting Savage, Fenty, whatever, because it's like, they pay under rate, you know?
Well, honestly,
but I love
good
them.
For you. You know what?
I literally buy it myself, but I'm like, you know what? I know my worth. Like, I'm going to buy it myself. I'm going to own it myself, but... You know?
You know what I love about that, what you just said, is, like, that in itself is savage. Literally, you're like, no, because they don't match my rate, but if they did, I would.
But, you know, you gotta know your worth, you know? Like, you can't have people taking advantage of you. I've had so many companies take advantage of me because I'm like, oh, maybe I'll work with them in the future, blah, blah, blah. But no, you gotta know your worth. And you gotta know.
So true.
You know, like, yeah, work with companies that you love, whatever, but... You know,
I feel like
also don't forget.
I feel like I'm learning a lot for myself right now, so I very appreciate it. The confidence. Okay, and Adeline, first of all, thank you so much for coming on the pod. You're a literal delight to talk to, and I hope we can hang out soon.
I feel like we're just like talking on
FaceTime. I know. Maybe I'll start FaceTiming you randomly.
No, seriously, no, literally do that. I do that to my friends all the time. I'll just
Okay, don't be surprised when you get a FaceTime call from me.
No, I will answer.
Well, where can everyone find you on Instagram? Where can they find your new song, Pimp Yourself Out?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram. It's Adeline Morin, AdeLaineMorin. And yeah, that's everything. At Adeline Morin on everything, on Spotify, everything.
And where can they get merch?
Adeline Morin. I just came out with a song, Control Alt Delete, which you guys should check out. You can get my merch on AdelineMorin.com. We have some cute girl supporting girl set. She's tie-dye. We have a hot mess set. She's cute. If you want to be comfortable, maybe have an Ariana moment, get your hoodie in like an extra large, wear it as a dress. I don't know. But yeah, AdelineMorin.com.
I love the new, like purple and pink and blue tie-dye. I need to buy that, the hot mess one.
Yes, that's hot mess.
Oh my god, I need to buy that.
We're launching in like 1 hour. But dude, I'll send it to you.
What?
Send me your
address. Oh my god, I'll literally wear it all the time.
Send me your address.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. Well, thank you so much, Adeline. Be sure to go follow her, you guys, and vote in my polls so you can be a part of the podcast. Follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls, and be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.